This is my 3DS, and today I'm going to turn it into a fully fledged gaming console. And in order to achieve this, there's a lot of work we have to get done, so let's get started. First off, we're gonna need a TV. I don't think this one will work. Next, we'll need a way to connect my 3DS to the TV. And finally, it wouldn't be a real console if I couldn't use my game controller with it, so we're going to need to find a way to make that possible. Now, how am I going to connect my 3DS to a TV? Well, let's backtrack a little bit. There's a custom hardware mod people do that adds a USB port to their 3DS, which allows them to connect it to a computer and record gameplay with OBS. This is the best way to capture 3DS gameplay with the lowest latency, but of course requires soldering skills. And the closest thing to a soldering iron I have is this knife I left on the stove for 5 hours. Surely it works. Luckily, there's a way to do this without needing a hardware mod. Keep in mind, this requires your 3DS to be running Luma 3DS version 13 or higher, but if you are, you can download a computer app called Snickerstream. Snickerstream lets you stream your 3DS to your computer over the internet, so no janky soldering required. To set this up, I of course needed Snickerstream, but also another app called BootNTR. So I downloaded bootntr.caa from this GitHub, dragged it to the CIA's folder on the root of my SD card, opened FBI, and installed it. Because this streams your 3DS over the internet, I also needed my 3DS's IP address, so I got this by going back into FBI and clicking remote install. Oh my gosh, guys, don't hack me! I then went over to the Snickerstream GitHub, downloaded the 64-bit, extracted the zip, and opened snickerstream.exe. Guys, by the way, where it says IP is where you need to type in your 3DS's IP address. I'm so smart. Now that we got Snickerstream set up, if I click connect, I should see my 3DS appear on my PC.
All right, moment of truth, let's click connect. I don't think it's supposed to just be a black screen.
Oh, you know what? I might have forgot to open NTR boot. Now let's try that again. Yay, it worked. Now that I have a way to get my 3DS to output to my computer, all I need to do is connect my laptop to my TV with an HDMI port. And look at that! There just so happens to be a TV right here.
Yo, this is so cool. I can't believe the 3DS is on a TV right now. That's crazy.
So now we're almost done, but there's one thing missing. I need to find a way to be able to use my controller. I tried connecting it to my laptop, but that didn't work. I tried connecting it to my TV. That didn't work either. And I even tried using a USB to headphone jack port converter to plug it into my 3DS. And that worked! Download input redirection from this GitHub, extract the files, open the exe, type in your 3DS's IP address, open Rosalina menu by holding down on the D-pad, pressing select and L at the same time, go to miscellaneous options and click enable input redirection, connect your controller to your computer, and boom, you can now use your controller to control your 3DS. So now is the moment you've all been waiting for. I present to you the Nintendo Switch 2. Well, there you have it, the Nintendo Switch 2. This is definitely what it's going to look like when it comes out. Take my word for it, Nintendo sent me this early. Anyways, that TV I had set up was a bit too big to get on video, so I switched to a monitor, but here it is, and we're gonna see what the gameplay is like. And there we have it, Mario Kart 7 is loaded up. Here we go, 3, 2, did I do that too early? Oh, why, I'm selling for the video. This is so cool. I can't believe I'm playing the 3DS on my TV. Kind of. I know it's my monitor, but it still counts. Why am I in sixth place against CPUs? What am I doing? Okay, no, just give me some time. I promise I'll come back. Watch this. Wait, is the race almost over? No, it's not almost over. Okay, I got this. The comeback is happening. Trust me. I was supposed to get an item there. I got absolutely nothing. It looks like we might be getting second place. Never mind. We're getting third place. I don't want to talk about it. You see, there's like this big delay when I play on the TV instead of just the normal 3DS. This is actually pretty cool though. There's honestly no delay. I know the screen frame rate isn't as good as if I was just looking at the 3DS. It looks a little worse because, you know, it's being upscaled. It's bigger than what it normally is, but the quality isn't increasing. So it looks slightly worse. But again, no latency. So it's pretty cool. I had a super fun time making this, and if you enjoyed me walking you through the process, please make sure to leave a like and comment down below your thoughts. Bye!